This is Human Capital, news and features of Montana government. I'm J.P. Pomnikowski. Human Capital is a feature on Gallatin Valley Community Radio, KGVM Bozeman at 95.9 FM and everywhere via streaming at kgvm.org. A new forest supervisor has been appointed to oversee the management of national forests in the northern Rocky Mountains, including seven national forests fully or partially located in Montana. Kristen Bale will serve as the acting regional director for Region 1. Bale was appointed by U.S. Forest Service Chief Tom Schultz, who himself spent much of his career working for the Montana Department of Natural Resources and Conservation. Bale will temporarily succeed regional forester Leanne Martin as she retires after 34 years of service. Last week, the Missoulian published a story highlighting Martin's imminent departure from the agency and the unusual lack of communication about her pending retirement. The USFS has weathered criticism about its wildland firefighting policies, and the agency has been decimated by broad, whole-cloth firings from the Trump administration, as well as forced or expedited retirement of workers. The U.S. Forest Service Region 1 headquarters are in Missoula, where Bale will oversee nine national forests and one national grassland across Montana, Idaho, South, and North Dakota. Most recently, Bale was the deputy regional forester for the southwestern region. She previously served as the Okanagan-Wenatchee Forest Supervisor and an assistant director of the Bureau of Land Management's Resources and Planning Directorate. A bill to require voted levies to be expressed in dollars instead of mills passed a preliminary vote last Wednesday in the Montana Senate after approval in the House of Representatives. House Bill 20 aims to simplify information that voters receive about levies that they will consider. Currently, levies are described in mills on the ballot. Mills are a unit that express property tax rates, and they are used to calculate tax bills, but they're confusing. One mill generates $1 for every $1,000 of taxable value. The bill drew significant opposition from representatives of local government in committee hearings who argued they'd be the ones forced to cut budgets if the bill becomes law. Local government officials argued that voters would approve projects or special personnel, but increases in inflation would mean that local governments wouldn't be able to afford the very items that voters said they wanted, even after a couple of years. Already, Montana law limits the rate at which local governments can grow to half of the rate of inflation, but local governments can collect new taxes from new growth, like added homes. The bill split both the Republican and Democratic caucuses in the Senate, but passed 35-15. The bill now continues in the legislative process. The Montana Fish, Wildlife, and Parks Department is reminding Montanans that as the snow melts and warmer weather reaches the state, bears and other wildlife that hibernate during the winter are beginning to wake up. From black bears to grizzlies, much of Montana is bear country, and those headed out into the backcountry or the outdoors in general can take steps to protect themselves and the wildlife. Montana FWP includes tips for people to stay bear aware, including that people carry bear spray and know how to use it, travel with a group and plan activities during daylight, avoid carcass sites and concentrations of ravens and other scavengers, watch for signs of bears such as bear scat, diggings, torn up logs, and turned over rocks, as well as partly consumed animal carcasses. People should make noise, especially near streams or in thick forests where hearing and visibility are blocked. Most bears will avoid humans when they know humans are present. Lastly, FWP reminds people not to approach or to provoke bears. This is J.P. Pomnikowski for Human Capital on KGVM 95.9 FM and online at kgvm.org. All past episodes of Human Capital are available online anytime at kgvm.org.